I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, Sri Lanka, and Nepal, being a Christian can cost you your life. Yet the church continues to grow. But Global Action's Lars Dunberg says many pastors have no training, so they've started GLOMOS, or Global Mobile Studies.
We launched this program 10 years ago, and we have so far trained a little over 15,000 pastors.
The year-long training is economical and effective.
They get training, the materials, and when they graduate, we give them a library of 10 books because most of them have only the Bible. That program costs $930, 1% of what it costs to put a person through seminary in this country.
Next this weekend, AMG International sent its medical team in Haiti to a region yet to receive care. AMG's Roger Thomas says,
there is no medical care in Camp Cock. If they can pay, we expect them to pay what they can. If they can't, they get treated nonetheless. And that's unique. We're the only ones down there doing that I'm aware of in Northeast Haiti.
Though they're the first ones on site, the team has an even greater mission to share the message of Jesus Christ. Pray that this message won't fall on deaf ears. And with World Water Day coming up March 22nd, World Hope International is doing their part to fight the water crisis by installing a well in the village of Monfoki in Sierra Leone. After civil war swept the country, this village's only water source was from a bacteria-laden muddy stream, which sometimes dries up during the dry season. In addition to clean wells, World Hope also introduces communities to the living water. Water, Jesus Christ. As their quality of life is restored, villagers thank God for restored hope and fresh water. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.